is not any on-site parking at Old Mill Park for attendees.
Except for handicap parking.
Yep. We do have substantial handicap parking available. But then beyond that, we highly encourage people to bike or to walk, to use those alternative modes of transportation. But along with that, we will have a free shuttle running from the PNC Bank parking lot to a few other locations and down to the park. So you'll be able to hop on that shuttle. And we'll also have some signage out for pedestrians, kind of directing them towards the park.
Yeah. It's only a couple blocks from the PNC lot to the park, but we want to make sure it's as clear as possible on how to get to the event. So
yeah, that's a good spot. I was trying to think, now, where would you do a shuttle from?
Yeah, and that's an easy spot, even if you're walking, just to park there and to walk over.
Yeah, and that's what I think most people did last year. The shuttles were used more for people leaving the event and getting back to their car. So people felt comfortable walking to the event from their car, but then they took the nice ride back to their car at the end of the day.
And that was nice. Yeah, because where it is, it's just a couple of blocks to get there.
Very convenient.
So, and there is parking around there. So 11 to 5, and what are we going to see?
We're going to see quite a variety. I know on stage we will have two different bands kind of splitting our day. We'll also have EarthQuest back doing their Raptor encounter.
Have you met EarthQuest before or seen
them? No, I remember we talked about it, but I've not seen them.
They're really cool. They're like a nonprofit organization that teaches using non-releasable birds. And so they have a bunch of birds of prey and parrots that they use to educate the public with. So they're going to do a presentation at the stage, and it's usually more popular than the bands.
Yes.
It draws a big crowd.
Wow.
Everybody wants to see these like owls and falcons up close.
They were given an award this past year at our Virginia Recreation Award event on behalf of the city of Fredericksburg. The organization gave EarthQuest this award for being such a unique and well-loved nonprofit partner for our city.
We got them, and they're going to be on the stage, and then we're going to present them with that award while they're there.
What a perfect thing, though, for Earth Day, of not just having music and go around to the booths and then, you know, be on your way. That's something that's really, you can't see something like that up close.
Unique, educational. Yeah. Who knows, that could start a child's love for working with birds, spotting birds.
Mm-hmm. I've often wondered about that, but that's a great thing for Earth Day and for families and kids to see some of these things up close or to be able to talk up close to somebody with Friends of the Rappahannock or some of these groups that work, you know, outside.
One of the other cool things that we'll have this year, and Callie, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think it's been at the festival before, we'll have FXBG compost on site. And we've always offered, you know, trash and recycling receptacles.
Yeah.
But this year they'll be providing compost bins at every trash station in the park, along with staff and volunteers who educate the public who are attending on what can be composted, and then they will take it all with them at the end of the event to do whatever you do with compost.
Well, I was going to say, because I do composting, and I don't really understand what I'm doing, but I know that stuff happens, and I take it out, and my wife puts it on stuff and is happy.
It goes on the garden.
Yeah, it'll help fertilize. It's the way to reduce what we're putting in our trash bags.
Right.
And giving it another purpose, giving our waste another purpose.
It is a good chance, because it can be fun.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
When you start seeing results.
Yeah. Who doesn't love worms? And
right. But when you're taking, you know, the stuff out there, it's just sometimes, why am I doing this? Mm-hmm. But you're right. It does so much good. Yep. So many good things. And it does. It really helps your garden or plants to use what it all becomes.
And they'll be there to help separate out and tell you what goes in which bin. So you don't need to be too concerned about, is this food trash? Trash? Is it recycling? Where does this fall?
Yeah.
They'll be there to educate, and we'll have signage up as well.
So, Callie, when you were over the years, as you and others have helped grow this, I mean, I guess that's one of the things you kind of, you know, a focus of making sure that it's not just, it's not just show and tell, that there's some education to it.
This is the whole point of the festival, is to get the community excited and engaged on these like Earth Day themes. Like we're meant to be taking care of this planet sure. and celebrating it. And so the whole thing is to get people involved. A lot of these booths are looking for volunteers. They're looking for people to help them do their work. And so when the community is out there mingling with them, we're hoping that they are finding places to plug in and or find ways that they can work on their earth-saving practices at home.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think what's really great about Earth Day, Fredericksburg Earth Day, that just really stands out, that there is. There's all kinds of different components. You can just take, you learn a lot, but you can have a really good time.
And that's what I like about these vendors, too, is we require the vendors to have some sort of interactive, hands-on element at their booth. It's not just a booth with a bunch of flyers like at another event.
Yeah.
This is, every booth is going to have some sort of game or activity for you to participate in when you go around to them.
That's a good thing, because we've all been to those things mm-hmm. where you bring so mm-hmm. much stuff home
yeah.
and you just you look at it and you just think, why did I?
Yeah.
I didn't need another coaster.
No, yeah. And that's the thing too. Like, we might have people handing things out, but that's not really the point of the event. And we tell people to limit their handouts. We're not trying to make more trash. Mm-hmm. That would not make sense with what this event is. So anything that they're handing out, it should be of some use to you. And it's not just going to go right into a trash can or fill up your junk drawer.
I see so many pictures on Facebook after Earth Day, and it always is people having fun at a booth or talking about something that they learned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and one of the things that was added last year, the bingo card.
Yeah.
And so that's a great opportunity to encourage attendees to go visit sponsors on site, different attractions, different booths that are there, just to kind of encourage them to spread out and see the whole festival. And learn about a variety of aspects rather than maybe just focusing on a couple vendors that they might have been there initially to see. So it's a great way to encourage them to go see the entire festival and what everyone has to offer. And it's engaging.
Yeah.
It's a fun activity.
And if you fill out your bingo card, if like you get 5 in a row, that's worth a certain amount of entries. If you fill out the whole board, you get more entries, and then everybody's put in for a drawing for a really good family fun pack prize.
It's a
vendors,
lot.
Sponsors, and our attractions. We have 96 who will be set up there on site.
We start crack of dawn getting people set up. Vendors are going to be there first thing in the morning setting up. Everything's going to be ready to go by 10:30 for guests to start piling in at 11. So, yeah.
We set up our paddle pool.
Oh, yeah.
That is always one of our more intense pieces of setup, filling up that big 40x40 pool that Virginia Outdoor Center so kindly helps us staff and run each year. But that is, man, that's a process.
I was going to say, and that's a you talk about different things that are favorites. That is a big favorite.
I know. This Verte Festival is so much more than just going booth to booth. There's these fun things mixed throughout, like the paddle pool, where you can try out kayaks. Is it kayaks?
Kayaks. Mm-hmm. They might have, they said they might explore stand-up paddle boards as well.
I think they might have had those before. But yeah, those are cool. And then there's going to be like a rock wall.
Mm-hmm. Rock walls are fun,
too. Rock wall is cool. There's going to be some live animals there, too.
Yep. So we'll have the goats, if you remember from previous last year, we had the goats there working away on our grassy area. This year, they will not be working
goats.
They
won't be working.
But they will be there for kind of petting and meeting them. And we'll also have goat yoga that will be advertised on a schedule there, kind of every hour or so.
Yeah, you'll be able to sign up for an hour for a goat yoga session.
Mm-hmm.
How does goat? Does anybody know how goat yoga works?
You do yoga while the goats are around you and climbing on you.
Sometimes they jump on your back. Sometimes they just come up and give you a little headbutt.
I think it turns into more of a cuddle session than a yoga session, but it's fun for everybody.